know what I really would like to know, Michelle, is are you totally French or are you part Italian?
I'm part Italian.
Is that the Italian part?
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, it doesn't sound like a real French. The Michelle does, but not the Petrucciani.
No, my name should have been Michelle Dubois or something.
You know, yeah.
Dupallier.
Now I hear the accent.
Petrucciani is definitely Italian, from Sicily.
How long have you been over here now?
It's about 6.5 years.
You've really done a lot since you've been in this country. I mean, I know that you played a great deal before you came here, but, I mean, you've made, what, about 7, 8 albums?
Yeah, something like that. I started with Charles Lloyd. You know.
Charles Lloyd, yeah.
He was the one that really brought me into the American public.
Charles Lloyd, the saxophone player.
The saxophone player, yeah.
Well, he was, for a while, he was sort of retired. Did he hear you over there in Europe?
It's a little bit like that, to make a long story short. I mean, I just went to his house once because I went not to see him, but I was going to see another friend who was a friend of Charles. And,
yeah.
And he had a Steinway there, and I started just playing a little, and he picked up the saxophone, and I turned around. I saw the saxophone right in my ear, and he was going, you know, and we start playing, and we start playing together. And like a few weeks later, he just came and said, how'd you like to be in my band? I'd like to start again. And I said, wow, that'd be great. And we started a little bit in California and made a few albums together, you know, live in Montreux in 1982 and the live in Copenhagen. And
before we get into a big discussion here, I mean, let's play something. I want to hear you play.
Okay.
And what's it going to be?
I'm going to play a Duke Ellington composition called In a Sentimental Mood.
I love that. That's one of my all-time favorites. You're obviously a spontaneous player, which I really like about you, and you must have started at a very early age, not that you're that old, because you're just a kid, 23?
23.
But you must have started when, what, 3, 4?
I started playing the piano, studying piano when I was 4.
Really? Yeah. Your father and mother had you, they knew something was up. But they had a talented young guy there.
It's funny that we started by playing at Duke Ellington song, because I fell in love with the piano, watching Duke's music on TV.
And really?
I remember that I must have been like 3.5 or something. I mean, I must have been really young, a baby. And I never forgot the picture of the, you know, Duke's band and Duke's piano in the front. And the way the piano sounded, I really fell in love with that instrument. I look at my dad, who was a musician, and I said, that's the instrument I want to play, because they were all teasing me in my family, because everybody was playing, but not me yet. And they would say, okay, Michelle, what are you going to play? You know, and I was thinking, you know, what instrument I'm going to play. And when I saw Duke on TV, I said, I want to play that. And my dad brought me a toy, you know, and the toy didn't sound like the thing on TV.
You mean a toy piano?
Yeah, so I destroyed it. And I look at my dad and I said,
oh, you rotten
kids. this doesn't sound like what I heard on TV. And I think after that he took me seriously and brought me a piano, a real piano.
Well, obviously, you must have studied classics too to get those kind of
about
technical.
Yeah, 10 years. You know, I had a wonderful teacher. She was a concertist. She was playing concert for 30 years, mm-hmm. and then she retired. and she started giving lessons, and she was great. She was hard on me, like, but hard in a nice way, not the kind of piano teacher that slammed your fingers if you know, play the wrong notes or something. I hate that.
Well, that's terrible. Well, that's not a good way to get a kid to play, is it?
No, I think it's Nazism, actually. I think it's terrible.
Teacher would probably be probably jealous when they would do that. You know, the way you play. As a matter of fact, now that I've heard you play, I think I'd like to slam the piano down.
Please.
On your You just sound too darn good. In fact, well, I'd love to hear you play one of your own tunes. How about that? Will you do one of your own things?
Okay, I'm going to do the prayer.
When did you write this?
I wrote this about a year ago, maybe. About a year ago.
I love your accent. You know, when we started talking, you sounded more American. Now you're getting more French.
Oh, the more I talk, the more we'll get into this. And at the end of the show, I'll be speaking like this.
Well, play a little, play your song.
Okay. Mike.
The prayer.
The prayer.
The prayer. Okay.
Okay.
You're a very romantic, soulful player. Well, you know that, I'm sure.
Well, I guess that's my Bill Evans influence.
I mean, was just thinking, there's certainly some Bill in there.
A lot, I think. Yeah. I mean, and it's, I can't help it. I mean, like...
Well, you're not copying him, I didn't mean that.
Bill was saying something. Bill said something, I remember. He said, people are funny when they say, you have a lot of Bill Evans influence or Art Tatum or whatever. That's great. I think it's wonderful. And he was saying something, which I agree with. He said, even if you wanted to play like somebody else, you can't because there's only one of those. You know, there's only one Bill Evans, only one Oscar Peterson, only one Keith Jarrett, only one Chick Corea. And even if I wanted to play like all those people, I couldn't because it's only one of them.
But what they do inspires you so much that you wind up unconsciously maybe using a voicing or a chord that they use.
Of course, and it's like life itself too, I think.
You know, how do you mean?
Well, if you like somebody, if you have a good friend and they use an expression, you know, when they talk, they use an expression that you like, you might pick it up and do and say the same thing or act the same way.
That's very true. Well, I think I read somewhere in one of your some liner notes or something. Were you born in or near Avignon?
Close. Orange. I was born in Orange.
I went through there once, Avignon. What a beautiful little town.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was like 20 kilometers.
I was in USO camp shows in World War II, and I was in... We were in a gorgeous place. We were down in Nice, actually, and we were in Cannes. And, well, you know, you weren't around at that time. So, you know, I'm leading up to something that I would really like to do, Michelle, with you, if it's okay. And that is to try and play that nice blues that you were playing by Ornette Coleman. What's it called?
Turn Around.
Yeah. You said it because you know the tempo it's supposed to be.
Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.